also goes out to DJ Pauly B, and to me, and to you.
Thank you for listening. And if you happen to find yourself in Jersey City, just walk up to someone and say, WFMU sent me. You're sure to collect a big surprise.
You said it, Burns. That was just a live version of Rappaport's Testament I Never Gave Up by Chumbawamba, as covered by Ted Leo and the Pharmacists back in 2007. Oneness of Juju before that with Nookie, The Fabulous Three with Recording 82, Ultramagnetic MCs with Papa Large, that was the West Coast mix, Terror Fabulous with Call for Peace, 1001 French Word with a tune called French Word. Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs before that, from their debut EP, that was Our Time, Observed Since 98, new from him, Goodbye Sebastian. We heard Dead Moon with Black September, and we kicked off that set with The Nation of Ulysses, giving us N sub Ulysses. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. It has been an honor and a privilege to be with you this summer. Next week, the return of the only living legend in punk rock DJing, Bruno. Until then, stay tuned forever.
I will never stop loving. Hello. Oh, wow. Nice. I can hear myself. What's up, WFMU? My name is Nadia, but you may know me as Bodega Bruja. I am here at the radio station, and I have not been behind a mic and doing this kind of stuff in a while, so I'm really glad to be here. Wow. This is so fun. Thank you so much to Jody and Jessica for having me here on Radio Row. And yeah, you just finished listening to Ray Goodman and Brown's song, Baby Let's Make Love Tonight. That was released on EMI America in 1987. Previous to that, you heard PM Dawn's Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. That is a technically like pop, hip hop, conscious rap, but it came out in 1991. And that was released on G Street Records, also Island Records. So PM Dawn came up off the heels, or like, I would say, I think PM Dawn is definitely a more unsung slash underground hero of, you know, like the kind of fusing R&B and hip hop together. And obviously they made a reference to A Tribe Called Quest, who released their debut album in 1989, People's Instinctive Travels. So I had to play that song. And we kicked off that set with, a really fun, garage house song, came out in 1987 called Without You by Touch. That was the mix one, and it was released on Supertronic's record. I hope you've enjoyed that so far. Maybe it seems a little sporadic, but I am a little nervous to be here, so I'm gonna probably keep the set. I'm definitely gonna go into houseier garage stuff, but I also came back from Orlando recently and I picked up some records. I picked up a really cool remix single for oh my gosh, the name escapes me right now. But I have a couple records that I want to play for you guys. So yeah, coming up next, I'm going to play a song by Patrice Rushen, who, multi-instrumentalist, you definitely know her music. And she is still amazing and playing, you know, and sharing things online, which is really awesome. And Prince back in the day had like a huge crush, massive crush on her. And she apparently didn't give him the time of day. And I understand why, probably. But yeah, coming up next, we have Feel So Real, Won't Let Go. Please enjoy. We'll be right back. Hello, you just finished listening to Stay the Night by Billy Ocean, and that was released in 1980. It's funk and soul, and it was off GTO Records. Previous to that, you heard Prince's I Feel For You and the acoustic demo, and that was, so his demos were released in 2020. And it was on MPG, Warner, and the Prince Estate. Yeah, but that original song was on his, I believe his debut, you know, where he looks very beautiful with his hair and the blue cover in the background. Yeah, and we kicked off, this set with Feel So Real, Won't Let Go by Patrice Rushen. Also released in 1984 on Elektra. It's amazing that, you know, multi-instrumentalists like Patrice Rushen, you know, are still around, and we have so much to learn from them. Recently, or like a couple months back, there was like a really big loss when Quincy Jones passed away, and it's kind of important as people who love music, as musicians ourselves, artists, etc., to really appreciate and take time to listen to quote unquote the oldies and stuff, and talk about them and use radio as a way to come back to these amazing musicians and artists who continue to influence so much of the music we listen to today. And yeah. Thank you for listening. And right now I'm going to play Jerry Buck's Lover's Day. This is a Nigerian record that came out in 1986 on Coconut Records. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Help me. Fantastic Man.
Thank you. Sometimes it seems almost selfish to expect from someone more than we have the right to. But we ourselves may be more than selfish in our demands. And you whispered love to me so softly that I could almost feel its truth. You whispered so softly words that I could feel.
Hello, you just finished listening to Sol de Verão, by the Brazilian band Lafayette. There was a repressing on Mr. Bongo Records. It was a 7-inch that came out. It was a test pressing. That was that song that you just heard. So let's do a quick rundown. Previous to that, you heard Jennifer Laura's song, Our Love. And previous to that was Fantastic Man by William Onyeabar off his album, Who is William Onyeabar? And that album is going to be talked about in person on August 22nd, 2025 from 8 to 10 p.m. at Secret Riso Club in Brooklyn. And a really fantastic DJ, Joe, who goes by Wahala Wave, he is going to present the album and talk about it. And myself, Bodega Bruja, and my friend and person that I throw this party with called Signs, Ryan, aka Recreational DJ, we're all going to be at Secret Riso Club talking about this amazing album that was released on Luwaka Bop Records in 2013. And so it was definitely like the indie darling sort of album. And I'm really excited to present it, to do kind of like a deep listening session in the Secret Riso Club basement. Thank you so much to Secret Riso Club. And, you know, it'll be $5 tickets, but, you know, they will be donated. Yeah, we're going to have bean bags and people, just drinks and beverages and maybe snacks, and have a great time talking about this album in depth, music, asking questions. So we'd love to see you there. August 22nd, Secret Riso Club. You can find them on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at Bodega Bruja, BodegaBruja, BodegaBruja. That's Bodega Bruja. And you can find my Instagram there. You can find like all the gigs that I'm doing. This has been so much fun. I've had a blast. Also the two songs before that you heard were Jerry Buck's Lover's Day, Billy Ocean's Stay the Night. I've had a wonderful time being here, being on mic. Can't wait to come back again. And yeah, I'm going to play one more song called Africa America by Dodo da Bahia and As Verins de Porto Seguro. I heard this recently on my analog journal set that was really awesome. So it just kind of, it's been an earworm and it's stuck with me. So I hope you guys enjoy. And thank you so much again to WFMU, to Jody, to Radio Row, to Jessica, to New Jersey, and WFMU forever. Thank you.
Não bélico, selvático. sorridentes, olhos cativantes, gira.
Gira, gira, gira.
Juventude envolvente, braço forte, peito aberto, gente.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Correndo atrás da utopia, de ter a antiga alegria querendo voltar.
Gimbal
and Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Only
listen.
People
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't hear myself.
I can't hear you either.
That's interesting. Hmm. Why can't?
It says they're coming through the board.
Boom. Yeah. That's interesting.
Just talk.
Can't hear myself.
But you're coming through the board, so maybe the headphones. Can you hear yourself now?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Okay,
You turned the headphones volume down.
Oh, my headphones are all messed up, too. All right, whatever.
Carol is back. First of all, I did a whole bacchanalia. What's wrong now?
My headphones aren't working.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. We always explode the studio. It's fine.
It's just unbelievable. Did you go around where they're plugged in?
I'm not even worried about it right now. Let's say hi to our listeners.
Welcome to WFMU.
No, everybody. Welcome to Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People?
Welcome to Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People?
Where and you are?
I'm Cullen Bryant.
And I'm Carol Gimble, and we're thrilled to be here again for another week, even though we just exploded the studio and we can't get the microphones and the headphones working, and that's what we usually do anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I like revealing the imperfections in things because in classical music, we're always expected to be so perfect.
Oh my gosh, no.
Well, what was that we just heard?
That was, well, last week... For those who weren't here last week, I ran the show solo because Carol wasn't able to come in studio and played all Bach solo violin works, and first two sonatas and the first two partitas.
So how many are left?
Is one sonata and one partita left.
Okay.
But we have started with.
I mean, I knew the answer, but I wanted our audience to also.
Right. So
sure we have everybody, the collective we on board.
But why did we start with Sergio Luca playing the G minor adagio since we already had the G minor adagio twice last week?
Because he did the first Baroque recording.
Right. Last week we started with Joseph Joachim, who was a very famous violinist at the end of the 19th century.
He was Brahms's friend.
He was very good friends with Brahms. Brahms always asked him, like, yeah, what do you think about this violin part that I just wrote?
I mean, he wrote the concerto for him, right?
Yes, he did.
The Brahms violin concerto.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
So he started with, that was the very first solo Bach ever recorded in 1903. So today we started with the very first solo Bach recorded on a Baroque violin. So now we're going to ask the string player, the local string player, to tell us what is the difference. And sorry if I'm going to bore people. Most of our sophisticated listeners at WFMU already know the answer, but some people don't. So what's the difference in a Baroque violin and a modern violin, considering the fact that great violins like Stradivarius are played in with a modern setup, but they were made in the Baroque era. So.
Right. So... the Baroque violin was innovated on over, I don't know, a century to become, or a century and a half to become the modern violin, or 200 years. How many years was there innovation going on from that took us from Baroque violin to modern violin?
Probably.
Would you say like 1700 to like 19 something?
I would say 1750, 1770, maybe to 1840. Not that long.
Really? But what about shoulder rest and chin rest? Those were later.
Well, okay, but but those are what do you say?
Incidentals to the actual.